and be thankful. Let yourself in on it, Paul says, when he says, as ambassadors for Christ, in God's, with God's very voice, we plead with you, be reconciled to God. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. He knew no sin, he made sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. Let yourself in on it, he says, be reconciled to God. For now, today, is the appointed time, and he goes on in the next chapter. This little word, let, to let go. Fritz was saying yesterday morning that one thing the psychologists do better today than the teachers is showing the nature of surrender and the kind of release and excitement that surrender brings. It's the hardest thing we ever do, Mrs. Overby said once in a choir trip when we were talking about this together. It's not easy to let go, to let God take over. One of the best ways, Luther says, and the final way man picks is to become religious to escape from this. And this is Luther's great insight. One of the evenings that I had felt I should get down to St. Olaf College and visit a friend of mine that I just wrote a long letter to now and said that perhaps the only way that the church would recognize us here is if I should be found dead by my own hand in the inner city with a note on my breast. I'm painted black and in the inner city because this is the way my church can recognize a brother today. But the same person whom I wrote is a great friend. I was writing to his biographer because he had just written in his previous letter, for the record, let it be known. But this particular friend at this time was in great melancholy. And I had had him in my prayers for a long time and felt I had to get down and talk to him. And the friend came up and said, we'd like to go down to St. Olaf today. And I said, fine. Well, we knew we wouldn't get down until the lights were out. In those days, they put out the lights about 10:30, 10:45 to keep the fellows from getting TB along with their AB degree. And it was a good idea in many ways. And I came into his room and started to talk to him. I forgot about his roommate. And this little word, let, was foremost in my mind to him. That he had to let go of this melancholy, let God take over. It was time to make his decision for Jesus Christ. And as I was talking to him, his roommate, whom we called Pulsa because he was a roll of Pulsa, that in Norwegian means piece of bologna, just nice little fat guy, he said suddenly out of the silence and the darkness, I've been wanting to do this for a long time. But he said, I don't want to be a preacher. Does that mean I have to be a preacher? I said, of course not, Pulsa. You are whatever God wants you to be. Fine, he says, I'm going to do it. And he just simply said, Christ, take over. I'm tired of playing games with you. You be the Lord of my life. Amen. I said, I wish I'd done that a long time. That release and relief came to him. And then his cousin and roommate said, okay, fellows, I'm ready. And he started to pray to the Lord Jesus Christ to make me willing and so on. And as he started to pray, the Pulse and I began to laugh. Said, what's the matter with you guys? I'm praying. What are you laughing for? He said, you aren't praying. You're talking to yourself. Christ is present. He's willing to take over. Why don't you let him? And there was a big silence in him for some while. And he said, no, I'm not ready. I know what you mean. Well, a couple of weeks later, down in the football field, right out in the middle of practice, he got on his knees and said, God, forgive me for being such a fool. Take over. Because he had thought A. Christensen had an in for him. He'd come to St. Olaf, Ball State from Wisconsin, and all he'd ever gotten was on the scrub team, but he had a football knee that kept him out of the armed service later, even as a chaplain. And A. was protecting him. Suddenly he realized that was what A. had been doing. He went right over to the bench where A. was, and he said, A., I've been thinking you had it in for me, and I realize I've been a fool, forgive me. A. just laughed and called him by his nickname and says, that's okay. And the release was there, and he's been the terrific guy he's been ever since. One of the great men of God in our generation, unquestionably. But that let had to happen. It isn't enough to just be part of the village hilarity or to enjoy the songs. There needs to be a let. And the let is under the gospel always, because that's what creates it for us. It's as we see his love for us, and as we know that our disobedience is what broke him, that the let comes. We say, Lord, forgive me. Take over. And that's why it's so wonderful in that little verse, let the peace of Christ have the final word. Let his cross be the reverie. As you clothe him with your sin, and clothe yourself with his righteousness. Because this is our style of life together in one body. That's what Christians pray. There is a wideness in God's mercy, hymn 493. Back in its initiation under faith and order, it was called to order in Stockholm by Archbishop Soderblom. With what he said were the most profound words he felt written by man outside of Scripture. And he took the little phrase from the meaning of the second article, in order that I might be his own, to begin the life of what we know as the World Council of Churches, in order that I might be his own. And though we are not all Lutherans, so all of us will not know it, we'll ask that all of us, at least in spirit, confess together with those of us who do know this little paragraph. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, bought me and freed me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with silver and gold, but with his holy and precious blood, and with his innocent sufferings and death, in order that I might be his own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, and lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. Amen. Hymn 519, O God of Heaven.